Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Alex McCarthy's Wrestling Daily here, part of the WrestleTalk family. SP3, we've got, I'm going to call it, WrestleTalk royalty in the building. It's the Quizzlemania Tag Champ.
No, hell yeah.
That's a list of the accolades right near the top,
that's
I bet,
right.
Doc.
Yeah, fuck yes, of course it is.
The big LG Doc Gallows in the house. Welcome, brother.
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
Delighted to finally snag you down. We sent Louis to hunt you down, man. That's what we had to do.
That's what happens, man. You got to send Louis out on a wild goose chase once in a while to find old Daddy Dangley in the middle of this Good Brother Summer. You know what I'm saying?
the epitome of Good Brother Summer right
That's
there,
right,
man.
Brother. That's right.
So awesome that we've finally got the big LG on the show. But although myself and SP3 are going to ask him some questions, you guys have the chance to do that too. If you want to get an ultra chat in, it is wrestletalk.com/wrestlingdaily. The mod will give us the goods and you can ask just about any damn thing to the brother of all brothers. Man, you know what? I want to start, Doc. You keep yourself damn busy, right?
I stay very busy. Yes, I love it.
Impact, there's AEW, and you've got your own stuff going on as well, man. Talk to us a little bit about your own promotion.
Man, we got a lot going on as far as the podcast, our Talking Shop podcast. We'll get into my own promotion in a second, but I wanted to talk about this really quickly. Talking Shop, a new one drops every Sunday morning wherever you listen to podcasts. We just recently signed in the last 2 weeks with Blue Wire. They're the new carrier for the podcast, pushing us in all new different directions, which we're very excited about. There was a little Spotify issue. It's being worked out right now with the server, so you will be able to get it back on podcasts, Spotify podcasts ASAP. But first of all, Talking Shop Live Baltimore is this Sunday, June the 13th, 9 p.m. It's at Jimmy's Famous Seafood in Baltimore. It's part of a huge podcasting weekend. Friday, you got Jeff Jarrett and Conrad Thompson there. Saturday, wow, the Major Figure podcast. And then on Sunday, the main event, Talking Shop Live, Rocky Romero, Machine Gun Carl Anderson, myself, Balls Deep Billy, Emilio Sparks, our producer, and all your favorite Talking Shop-a-mania stars. But we're going to podcast, we're going to party, we're going to drink a little of our hoot blood. You can get those tickets over at tnsmania.com. There's no party like a Good Brother Summer party. We are having one in Baltimore this Sunday night. And since I'm a shameless plug, man, I'll go ahead and add this.
Yes.
Saturday, the night before, I'll be appearing at Calling All Heroes Comics in Wiley Ford, West Virginia from 1 to 4 p.m. If you want details on that, the phone number is 301-697-1909. Those are my first two out of the gate.
Coming in hot.
Yes, coming in hot. But yeah, man, it's been busy. AEW heated up. Impact Wrestling heated up. Going into Slammiversary. And the coolest thing about this Impact Wrestling deal that we have put together, that Scott D'Amore put together for Machine Gun and I, my own promotion, Lariato Pro, based here in Georgia, we're putting a lot of these events on Impact Plus. You can see my independent events. You can see every pay-per-view in Impact history. It's just $7.99 a month. We got a huge, huge month coming up. We're running five shows between June 25th and July the 10th. All kinds of people. We got Carl Anderson coming in, myself, of course, Rich Swan, X-Division champion Josh Alexander, Scott D'Amore, Brian Myers, Chavo Guerrero, Matt Cardona, D'Lo Brown, Mike Knox, Jimmy Yang and his debuting daughter, Jazzy Yang, Teddy Long, wow, the returning Air Paris. We got so much going on. So if you're looking for the Sizzler Summer Series here in the Southeast, you can look online, www.thelpwg.com, to get tickets to see any of that. Live pro wrestling is back here in the state of Georgia, and we are doing it in a big way. So I hope to see anybody in the region out really, really soon for that. So it's been a blast. Thank you guys for asking.
That's awesome, man. Some of the names on those posters, by the way. Let's get that back up. Dude. Yeah, that's Jose I see right there.
Yeah,
there
it is. It's been so good, and there's so many people that are hearing about it that we have to keep updating our graphics because I keep adding talent, which is an exciting problem to have, and it's exciting for the fans too. So, like, for example, June 25th, we got Carl Anderson versus Rich Swann in a main event, and I mean, to see that match live in Georgia on basically an independent event is really, really cool, and then to have a stacked card behind it. I'm excited to bring Josh Alexander down here for one of the first times, I believe. Tommy Dreamer coming back to the state. So really cool stuff going on. It's exciting.
I was about to say, like, just handling your own shit like that, having your own promotion after all these years in the business. How much fun. You know, because, like, you got a, you know, W. Morrissey, we call him now. That was a big window for people. Like, and then, because I've spoken to him since as well. And he was saying that you were kind of a big deal in getting him back into wrestling full stop.
Well, you know, I don't want to take any credit for him. He made that journey. He, you know, you saw the tweet, the self-reflection. That was all him. But I invited him down here to the house out in the country. We sat by the pool. We talked. And I said, if you want to see if you still love doing this, please come out. Come to one of these shows. These are great homegrown family shows. And he came down as a surprise, got a massive reaction. He was in the best shape of his life. And I've had him on several times, and now he's so busy, it's hard to even track him down. He's doing great in Impact Wrestling, and it's just exciting to see what's in store for him. And even now, like, you know, Dr. Luther coming over, some people that you're seeing on AEW and stuff like that too. The Forbidden Door, as my favorite Don Callis would say, is open all across the wrestling world. So it's very exciting that, you know, my newest promotion, Lariato Pro, is able to play ball in that field for sure.
Mr. True Heel Heat, SB3, what would you like to ask the big LG himself?
Well, first of all, thank you for being here, Doc. I appreciate you being here. And I don't know if you know, me and Alex are known as the Daily Boys. He is the Bubba Ray. I am the Devon. And you have the attire.
So you can never guess why.
I am blessing you with Big Dick Daddy Dangly. That is your name.
What a name. Big Dick Daddy Dangly. I might have to hashtag that later today. I might drink some Hoot Blood, available at TNSmania.com, beside my swimming pool, and hashtag Big Dick Daddy Dangly. I love it. I'm on the team. I'm the third man. I'm not Little Spike. I'm Big Dick Daddy Dangly, baby.
Louis is Spike.
Exactly.
Little Spike. Okay, perfect. I like it. I like where we're headed with this. Who's Sign Guy?
We got to work on that.
Maybe Machine Gun can be Sign Guy. I don't know.
Yeah, I was gonna say, we don't just hand this shit out. You know,
you gotta earn these titles. I got it.
The way Machine Gun goes with the jizz, you know, he might be Joe Gertner, the Joe Gertner.
He might be catching a kiss when we're trying to recruit him for the team.
You know. But my question for you, I'm a huge fan of Talking Shop-a-Mania. I watched Talking Shop-a-Mania 1. I watched Talking Shop-a-Mania 2. When are we getting Talk of Shop-a-Mania 3?
You know, we were thinking we were going to be doing rounds and rounds of media right about now, letting you guys know when Talking Shop-a-Mania 3 was going to be. And just to be deadpan honest, it's in the works. It's being planned. Nobody has any time. You know, Rocky Romero Wrestling for New Japan Pro Wrestling, booking guys and talent for the New Japan Strong show and putting all that together. Machine Gun and myself between AEW every week, between Impact Wrestling, running my own Lariato Pro shows. The world has opened back up. We've been doing, you know, autograph signings around the country. We're still, you know, we launched our booze line that I keep plugging, TNSmania.com. You can order it. But there's just so much going on. There will be another Talking Shop-a-Mania. We're looking now into the fall. Honestly, we just need some downtime where we can get a crew to make this magic that's floating around in our weird ass heads and bring them down here to Georgia, bring them out to LA and shoot this thing the right way. Because honestly, you know, Talking Shopomania is our baby. It's one of the most fun things that we do. And we're having a hell of a lot of fun right now in professional wrestling and entertainment in general. So I can't wait to get it done. I just don't have the time to do it right now, sadly.
I've got a question on that as well, man. Like, because I think it's so, you know, like magical and unique the way you did it at the time you did it as well. Yeah. But I mean, now that I'd like to be there and see that shit live. Like, is there a way we could do that? You know what I mean? Because it's difficult.
There could be a way. It's just there's a lot of roadblocks with something like that because it's such an adult themed thing. Yeah. And it's not traditional professional wrestling. So to have a live audience for it, I feel like we're gonna have to meticulously plan more than we've done in the past because, you know, you come out to an Impact show, an AEW show, even my Lariato shows here in the Southern United States, you have a basic idea of what you're going to get. With this thing, the humor and the jokes and the things that are so outside the box, I mean, it can be offensive to a lot of people. So we're walking a thin line with it. And honestly, I don't have a great answer for you. I personally wanted to do it live. I wanted to do it live from WrestleCon, do the live match version of that. The pandemic was still in full gear at the time, so we ended up just doing a big, massive autograph signing, which was a lot of fun. But I think somewhere like that with an audience who is completely in tune to what it is probably the best and safest place to pull that off. I don't think we just put it in an arena on the side of a road and then, you know, people who don't know what they're walking into walk into it, if you will.
poop stone pile driver.
Yeah, exactly. So
I will say, though, Big LG, you are probably the greatest commentator in the history of the business.
He is.
It's my favorite part of the show.
The greatest commentator who will never be allowed to be heard on American television, for sure. I don't think I fit into those parameters. I'm way beyond TVMA at this point.
TV14.
Pull that out of the water, man.
My question for you is, like, you had all these surprises in the last one, especially. How did you get Scott Steiner? Because I popped when I saw Scott Steiner at the end of the last Coffee Shop.
I got to tell you, two of my favorite stories about that. I'm big on, I think the cameos are extra hilarious, even when Rock and Carl sometimes go, well, I don't know about that. Or is this guy going to be funny? Or are people going to remember, like I thought Air Paris was a hilarious one because 20 years ago being AJ's partner and then disappearing, and Frank's a friend of mine. But so I've called all these guys, most of the name guys. I was calling them because I'm coming up with these weird ideas for one and two. And the two weirdest calls that I had were Barbarian and Scott Steiner, who both I've gotten along great with since I was very young in the business. I wrestled Barbarian for the first time, I think, when I was about 18 or 19 years old. Scott Steiner all over the world, wrestled him in India, all over Independence here, Impact, different places. But to try to explain to these guys who are the generation, you know, above you, what you're doing in this parody world of professional wrestling, like, I think that Barbarian and Warlord were thinking they were coming to like a regular booking, and they showed up at a guy's house and there's a bunch of drunk people standing in the front yard and camera crews and lighting and all that. And I think they were kind of like, what the hell's going on? As far as Scotty Steiner, I think it was similar. And then I think when he got there, you know, you don't produce Scott Steiner. He does whatever the hell he wants. So I said, we shouldn't produce Scott Steiner. We shouldn't tell him what to say. We should allow him to react. And in allowing him to react, I don't think he had a clue what was going on in that closing promo, but he just cut a promo on everybody, including me and the cock torture gimmick as myself. And I got to give you this, too. I'm not going to say what he said, but he said something so offensive, we had to cut it from Talking Chopomania. I'm like, you can't go any higher than that. That's why he's the big, bad booty daddy, baby. You know what I mean? Scott Steiner couldn't have delivered any more. It was perfect.
That's been really great as well, man, about like you said earlier, right? Impact have kind of moved mountains to have you come over there. And I know Fight as well, like that relationship there and helping host the stuff. Like, how great was that to leave WWE but get so much liberty, man?
Man, it was I was out of WWE the first time when I was 26, and I never thought I was going back. I went back with AJ and Carl. They'd never been. Obviously, AJ's doing great there. We made some great money there, got some great American TV. But I didn't look at getting released like doom and gloom, the end of the world. I'm so sad. I'm so thankful. I'm so grateful. It's just another run in professional wrestling for me. I'm a professional wrestler. I'm always going to professionally wrestle as long as that I can possibly be involved in it. So I just wanted a complete different approach. I didn't want to go on a podcast and shit on everybody. We did that on our own, got it out of the way. But I said, what better way to encompass and creatively express what we feel in this moment than to make a fucking parody and make fun of all of it? So that's exactly what we did. And it ended up being wildly successful. We made some damn good money out of getting fired. So I was pretty proud of it.
Did it the right way.
Yeah, man. You know, you gotta look at things glass half full in this business, because when one door closes, 10 more will open. And you know, Machine Gun and I have had our best year we've ever had in the business. And that's not a lie. In the last 12 months, it's been amazing. Our hands are in so many things that, you know, I can't promote it all because you guys won't get a question. So it's been really good, you know. So I want to see these guys that have recently got released, you know, take a route where they can create for themselves and be happy and kind of be their own bosses and stuff like that. You can't look at this thing as a big negative. You got to turn it into a positive, use the exposure you've gotten, and just start kicking some ass any way you can. So I hope that they'll do that.
Well, you definitely have done that. And like you said, you've been working with AEW and Impact.
Yep.
How would you describe like the relationship between the two companies since you've been kind of bouncing back and forth?
You know, it's been really interesting because you look at the EVP side over there and Matt and Nick Jackson, the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega, personal friends of Carl and I for many, many years. And that's well documented. Don Callis, who was an EVP in Impact when we were coming in. He was doing a lot of the creative stuff for us over there, giving us a lot of creative liberty, writing some great stuff. And then, you know, Scott D'Amore and Tony Khan coming together and you know, it just worked out so beautifully. And we didn't know how it was going to be. And the first time that Tony came to the Impact Zone and seeing him get comfortable and seeing him start to cut promos and have a good time. And then us going over to AEW, you know, there's always trepidation when you walk into a new locker room. We're obviously very confident. But it's been nothing but great. And I think we've been able to do some great stuff on both shows. And I think it's, you know, we're leading into AEW being back on the road, being back live every single week. And the crew's excited. The fans are excited. Excuse me. And then we're headed into Slammiversary for Impact, which limited number of seating. It sold out in under 30 minutes. People are pumped out of their minds for this. I think that, you know, as this pandemic, which had all these negative effects for people, is coming to a close, everybody's hungry for wrestling. Everybody's hungry for entertainment, and it's time to deliver. I mean, Slammiversary is stacked. There's going to be surprises. There's going to be great matches. I say this, I've said it for a long time over the last year or so, but even more so now, it's an exciting time to be a wrestling fan. It's an exciting time to be in the professional wrestling business. I think that we're all going to benefit out of this. And I'm really happy that it's kicking off in the summertime, you know, once again, yeah. Good brother summer. So
I can't believe you didn't sell the beer with that little burp, brother.
Well, yeah, no beer yet. I'm still drinking my Max Effort Muscle Recovery drink. You can go to maxeffortmuscle.com. Carl and I are part owners over there. Get yourself an XL stack. We got a free gift every single week.
So good. I wanted to ask as well. We spoke earlier about Poopstone Pile Drivers.
Yeah,
and you of course were involved in the actual Boneyarders match that drew the inspiration, man. Like,
yeah,
you know, that's a WrestleMania main event. Like, when that's happening, are you thinking this is going well, right?
You know, I had mixed feelings on it at the time because we didn't know that we were gonna be in that WrestleMania main event, then be, you know, gone 3 weeks later or whatever. But by honest feeling, there were a few things. First of all, I kind of felt a little bit bad for AJ and The Undertaker in that, you know, if that was going to be the curtain call on the career of the dead man that everybody looked up to for all these years, I thought that the guy who could give him his final great, great performance in pro wrestling, there was nobody better to deliver that with him than AJ Styles. I know AJ was excited about it.
Yeah.
So I think those guys did the best they could with what they had in the situation they were given, because that'll be remembered. It was very epic, but I mean, Taker AJ with 80,000 people there, how could you beat that? You know what I mean? I think that we made an awesome movie match out of what happened. And man, it was 11 and a half hours of everybody beating the shit out of each other. It was highly physical. It was hot. It was sweaty. It was dirty. It was bloody. It was everything that you've heard about it. And I think that it delivered in the eyes of the fans. But
yeah,
I really do think definitely that it would have been magical to see those two in front of a stadium full of people.
Yeah. It is cool, though, to be involved in like the dead man's last ever match.
Yeah.
At least, yeah, you know, for sure. At least from my perspective anyway, man.
No, no, absolutely. I mean, what, you know, you talk about WrestleMania moments. Well, hell, there's one that there's only four of us who were in it. And I was one of them. So.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
SP3, man, what else do you want to ask, Doc, before we get to the Ultra Chats?
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, yeah. So my real question for you here, you know, with all the released talent that have just departed from WWE, has anyone in particular reached out to you for, like, advice? Or if anyone is watching, what would you, like, the number one thing you would want them to kind of take advantage of now that they have this new opportunity?
Well, it's funny. I'm such a little recruiter for the places that I'm involved with that before anyone could reach out to me, I reached out to a few of them and said, "What are your plans, brother?" But advice-wise, be your own person in this business. Figure out how to make it work for you. Make your own waves. Go somewhere where you have some input and do your own thing and express yourself in the way that you'd never be able to before. Like, the stuff that I've done in the last, since April of last year, I would have never gotten away with in the confines of WWE. Yeah. And that's fine. That's their system. It works for them. Did it necessarily work for us? I'm not 100% sure, because I think that you're getting more out of the Good Brothers as an act, as a duo, as whatever, a tag team or whatever in the professional wrestling landscape than you ever did when we were having lines written for us and playing a character. Our characters, our personalities are bigger than any character that I think we could have ever portrayed. I know every person on that release list, and I think that most, if not all of them, are in that same boat. And I think that the way that professional wrestling has evolved and is evolving now, there's no better time than the present to express yourself, be yourself, and get yourself over the way that you see fit. It's a great, unique opportunity. I hope they all capitalize on that. And I hope they all give me a brother price to come work Lariato Pro.
Love it.
Yeah. Give him some of the beer, brother. There you go. Right, made right. That part of the price.
A little blood, a little talking shop whiskey, whatever you guys need. We can cut a deal.
I just remembered something I want to ask, actually. And I've asked this to AJ and Finn, but they were both in WWE at the time, so I felt like they can only give me kind of, you know, they couldn't give me the full answer.
They can't remember shoot with you, Hoot.
Exactly. You remember SummerSlam, right? We all remember it. Where Finn goes on to win the title that night. And you have the moment backstage where it's AJ, Finn, and the Good Brothers, right? And it's kind of the tease. It's like, ooh, are they going to get together or not? AJ, he wouldn't tell me what, but he was like, there was something. Do you remember? Were you privy to anything, Gallows, of where that might have been going?
What we wanted was to do a big Survivor Series match with the four of us. You know, and if you remember, there was another tease that there was a time whenever it was the Shield, the Club, and I think the New Day were in the shot too. And that was a tease. And we did do a lot of cool shit with the New Day. Those guys were all great. But the Shield tease, like we had some matches, but we never did like a big full Shield club program, which I thought that could have been cool. But I think people wanted to see AJ Finn and the Good Brothers together. And we thought like a big Survivor Series match, if we weren't going to run as a faction, would have been a really cool one-off to do that, to put them with, you know, I can't think of the name of their team at the time, but, you know, Kyle and Bobby and Adam Cole
and Undisputed Era,
you know what I mean? We could have done something there or however it would have came about, but to see all four of us together in one of those like dream match scenarios, I think would have been really cool for wrestling fans. And I think that they flirted with that idea, but it's maybe one of those WWE things where if it's not fully their creation, sometimes they don't fully want to pull the trigger. And hey, that's how it works. It's your company. Do what you want. We can do it at Talking Shop of Mania, though.
There it is. There it is. It's one of them things that you like when you think about it on paper, I almost can't believe it didn't happen. You know what I mean? Like yeah. it was right there.
You know, over the years, there's been a lot of stuff like that, and they go their own way, and that's just how it is. So that's why I think it's a beautiful thing that you have all these alternatives. There's more professional wrestling on TV, and that you can consume digitally through digital media or however you do it than ever before. If you don't like WWE, if you don't like the shows we're on, there's something out there for everybody. And that's why I love that we're spreading our wings across. You know, AEW is an amazing promotion. Impact is an amazing promotion that's on its way back up. And, you know, getting to do my own stuff. There's something out there for everybody. And if you're a wrestling fan, you should just go find what you like and support the shit out of it. That's my opinion.
Absolutely. On that note, speaking of support, let's get to the first Ultra Chats that we have for the Big LG himself.
Let's do it, brother.
You know what to do, guys. If you want to join in after this, it's WrestleTalk.com/WrestlingDaily, and you can have your say. The first one, Big LG, is Gatecrasher Forever. And he says, Doc, please say you and Carl will be going back to New Japan as soon as restrictions allow. World Tag League will be here and the tag division needs you back. Gallows and Anderson versus G.O.D. Battle of the Bullet Club, GOAT tag teams, and the beef with Tama. Is it a work?
I don't think it's a work. You know what I mean? Because we never discussed any of this behind closed doors or on telephones or anything like that. I think it's inevitable and imperative, and I've said it publicly before, so I'm not exposing any secret here, that when the world is open, the Good Brothers need and will return to New Japan Pro Wrestling. But from our perspective, Carl and I have talked about it. We've talked about it with our little cute hoot, Rocky Romero. I think that it's going to have to be in a big arena in Japan at full capacity. That's the only way to do it. To do it right, to get that real reaction, and I think it'd be better for us, and I think it'll be better from a fan perspective to do it in front of a full house. So is that going to be at the Tag League in November? Is that going to be a year from now? I don't know, because, you know, the last I heard, the pandemic took a curveball over there. I don't know. This was a few weeks ago, and things were locked back down. I know some of the boys over there had come down with COVID. So who knows when it will be, but the Big LG is fully vaccinated and ready to go when that time comes.
Fully vaxxed. Booty 2K says,
Booty 2K.
Talking Shopomania lives. I'm so happy I may cry. And Steiner was there. When? Please tell us when. Can you go back and fight and order the old ones? I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. The original Talking Shopomania's live forever on Fight TV. Check that out. Check out the Scott Steiner cameos. two of the best cameos in the short history of Talking Shopomania. And I can't say when or how, but I will make Talking Shopomania Live happen at some point, and I will talk to everybody about it. I will advertise it. I will talk to them blue in the face so all of you see it. Hope it that you love it, because I know I do.
I would fly over for that. Let me tell you that for nothing.
I may have to hold you to that.
I'm on the East Coast. So
that's a quick trip. Where are you at on the East Coast?
I'm in New York. Harlem.
It's going to be a short drive down for Talking Shop Live Baltimore this Sunday, June the 13th. Jimmy's Famous Seafood, Hollowbird Avenue, Sunday night, 9 p.m. Get your tickets now. www.tnsmania.com.
SB3, B Talk Sports Come Correspondent. On, yeah. Go to the show.
We're going to give you an exclusive interview from the show, brother.
There you go. I'm commissioning you to do so.
That's
go
on. Right.
But you like how he caught the alley, though. He's with the Daily Boys. We're doing the teamwork very well here.
Exactly. The question, SP3, is he going to give you a company card for your time job?
Well, no, listen, we discussed before coming on air, Dawg. I know how you get down. I'm not gonna put my card in that firing line.
He's thinking now. I like it.
Yeah, we're going to make this work. I'll see you there, SP3.
Christiana says, hello. When did you first learn that you'd be involved in the Impact AEW storyline? What was your reaction? Any anecdotes to share from filming BTE or vignettes?
We had been talking about the storyline from its inception. Kenny, Don, I think at first, then the Bucks and us. And we just wanted to get it done. We wanted to get it approved across every channel that we could. And luckily, Tony Khan and Scott D'Amore saw the upside of it. Both saw the positives of it. Both are wrestling guys and wrestling fans, like everybody involved in that angle, if you will. So it all kind of came together at the right time. The funny part about BTE, and I can't express to you guys enough how much I'm telling the truth about this and not making any of it up. We'll literally be sitting, you know, the Bucks and the Good Brothers and Kenny and Don, we all dress together in a room and we'll go, this would probably be funny. Well, this would probably be funny. And then we just try it. And I mean, they're always one take and they always spin out and become more ridiculous as the camera's rolling and Cutler's filming it. And that's why some of them have gone off the rails. But that's why I think they're so funny, because it goes back to what I said earlier. It's a bunch of buddies trying to make each other laugh, trying to pop each other, if you will. And I know if I get them laughing, that something we did is funny. And Carl's the same way, Matt and Nick, Kenny, all of us. And I think that's why it's a good dynamic, and that's why there's good chemistry there, and that's why it works. Because if I can say something so outlandish or make some face or some noise or some gesture, which I'm always doing, and I get those guys, I know that it's good.
Awesome stuff. Let's go on to Brandon, who says, Doc, I have a very important wrestling question. Okay.
Here we go.
What's the secret behind your glorious beard? Mine looks like I'm in a constant state of puberty. Well, I mean, you are. Help me out, brother, he says.
I think it's just genetics. When you can't grow hair on your head, it has to come from somewhere. And mine just shoots out of my face, good brother. I wish I could tell you. I wish I had a beard line, a beard product line. Can you imagine that? I'd be promoting the hell out of it. I don't. Yeah. So you got to just keep pushing through. If it starts, I got a red beard naturally, so there's a lot of Just for Men in here because I don't want people thinking I would look kind of weird with a red beard with the exquisite suntan that I keep. So I put a little black in there, darken it up, and that'll help out your cause, brother.
Is there oil going into there? What's the deal? All natural? No,
it's my wife's conditioner, to be honest.
As you can tell, I don't know shit about this.
Listen, I'm not the guy to ask about hair, dudes. I don't know. I mean, you can ask. There are so many better people to ask in pro wrestling about what to do with your hair than me.
Chris Petru says, hi, Doc. It's a pleasure to finally say hello to you.
Hello, brother.
There you go. As I've always wanted to do so. I just wanted to say that I'm a big fan of your work. You always make me laugh and feel good. Thank you for coming on the show today. Wow, that's just a...
Well, you know what? That's a ball of positivity. I like that. There's a little too sweet for you. There's a little elite sign, you know, a little drink ski, whatever you need. Thank you.
Well, there you go, guys. That's the first three or four. We're going to keep Doc Gallows, hopefully. I mean, we got another 10 minutes or so for us.
Yeah, I can do 10 more minutes. Let's do it.
There you go. Tremendous stuff. Guys, get in your Ultra Chats before the good brother leaves and ask him anything you would like to. SP3, I'm going to pivot to you, since you're going to rob me blind this weekend at the show.
SB3, did you get your good brother summer tie-dye tank yet over at collarandelbowbrand.com, promo code Hoots, or no?
I need to. I was going to ask about that. Yeah, I need to.
You can buy it at TNS Live. There you go.
I'll give you the card for that.
There you go. Look at this.
And drinks on Alex, too. There you go.
That's a road. That's a winding road.
I got a new concept, the virtual bar tab, guys. Let's get it going.
I like that. I like how you think.
It's good. It's good. It's got legs.
I do have a little, it's not a story per se, but Doc, do you remember coming over to the UK and doing a promotional tour for 2K for the WWE game?
Dude, that literally was one of the most fun weeks I had of my last WWE run, because we would wake up and work out, and we would go and do media from like 10 or 11 until 5. Mm. And then that district in England, if you were there.
I was.
Shoreditch, right?
Shoreditch. Very good, yeah.
Checked into the hotel. I went, we don't have to wrestle all week. As long as we get our sweat, this could be fun. I said, are there any watering holes, any bars or establishments? And the guy goes,
a lot.
walk outside and look left or right. And I was like, oh, what a fun place Shoreditch is. When I get to come back to the UK, which I'm hoping is sooner rather than later, because we do love performing over there, I will certainly make a trip to Shoreditch.
Yeah. I remember, so the 2K guys, I had to come and interview you, and it was like, it was in Shoreditch.
Yep.
You probably won't remember. The video is somewhere. It's funny. I basically said to both of you, you have to good brother or nerd people. And you just nerded everyone. Carl was doing his best. Carl was going, oh, he's just in character. Like, no, and you were just going, no, he's a nerd.
Nerd.
But the 2K guys said, yeah, they had a night last night because you'd gone out with the reps. They were like, so maybe go easy on them. Like, don't go in deep.
That was a fun promotional tour. That's probably why we weren't asked back.
I'm glad you did London the right way.
I love London. Can't wait to get back to London. I mean that.
SP3, what have you got in the chamber, my friend?
So you just mentioned, Doc, about you being on BTE. I've been loving your stuff on there. If there was anyone from the BTE cast that you can have on Talking Shopomania, who would it be?
Oh, man. That's tough. There's so many people on the BTE cast that I want on Talking Shopomania, but I really think, you know, there's some good behind the scenes stuff. What I think we should do is make Cutler sit in a minivan, and then Machine Gun and I and the Young Bucks buy an old vehicle like we do for Talking Shopomania. Maybe the hearse, maybe the Chad Too Bad hearse. And he has to sit in the middle of my yard, and we get to back up and slam into him the way he wrecked into a car in the parking lot when he was driving us to shoot BT just over a month ago. He hit a parked car, and we said, my God, you wrecked. What happened? And he goes, oh, I did? Like he was completely oblivious to the fact that he just ran into a fucking car. So I think that would be my Talking Shopomania bit. I will book Brandon Cutler. I'll fly him here from Los Angeles, and I will wreck into him.
That's a good question, by the way. Like, I'm thinking to myself, who is Scott Steiner-esque that you would desire to get on the show? Right?
I would think John Silver. John Silver would be great in Talking Shopomania.
John Silver would be great. He would be great. There's so many guys in there that's what I'm saying. There's so much personality out there when you can express it. That's what's fun about all this stuff. Talking Shopomania Live should just present a BTE-themed show. That would be great.
Kurt Angle likes fucking around. Get in touch. There you go.
Exactly.
That's another one.
Exactly.
I'd like to see you put those kind of guys in compromising positions, LG.
Well, you know me, always pushing the envelope. We'll see what we can do.
Speaking of your run and impact at the moment, man, the stuff you did with Finn Juice was cool as well. I was shocked, by the way. I'm going to say out there, I think a lot of us were. Yeah. You dropped the straps. Good.
Brother.
Yeah, man, it's really great to watch you guys in there, and even, you know, Carl as well, and you guys getting to do singles again. Seems like you're having fun. The question I guess I want to ask is, like, at one point in your career, you know, you said yourself, you've been nearly 20 years now, right? You've been in there.
This is my 19th year,
So I'm assuming at some point there's like milestones and things you really want to do. And then at some point it gets to where you want to have fun, right? You want to enjoy your life and make money and stuff, right?
Like, right.
So is there anything left, or, you know, what are you most proud of accomplishing, and what other stuff would you love to accomplish?
You can say you've done everything somewhere, but I think that there's always more to create and always more to do as far as singular goals. I think Carl and I want to do some more single stuff, but we never want to be separated. I think we're great together as an act. So I think it's always just onward and upward for us. What can we do? Where can we go? How do we make it bigger? How do we keep driving this brand? Because when you do this for long enough, you become a brand, and you learn how to promote your brand, and you figure out how to just keep reaching out and going further. And it's great to be on national TV on two different shows every week and be seen around the world and be able to create and be able to talk to people through the podcast and talking to people like you. So as far as singular, like, title goals, I don't know that there is one of those, but I do think that we want to prove how damn good we are, because every year you always want to show that. And I think that we're in our absolute prime right now. Both of us are kind of young veterans. I remember hearing that term thrown around about other people when I was a little bit younger, and I think we've gotten to that point right now. So I think it's pretty cool. And as far as back to the Finn Juice thing, I just wanted to say this real quick. That's another thing kudos to the Impact management and to Damore himself for seeing this thing through with a relationship with New Japan as well as AEW. Bring it, juice. On American TV. It was a very cool thing, and I think you're going to see a lot more of that stuff, and I think it's nothing but a positive. It gives it an international flavor. It's cool for fans. I equate it to, you know, being a kid and watching the New Japan guys come out on WCW and being like, wow, I can't believe I'm seeing this. It's surreal. So I think all that stuff's really cool, and it's good for wrestling. So as long as we can be a part of all that stuff and be a worldwide brand, we're going to be doing just fine.
Yeah, man, keeps it fresh without a doubt. I've been enjoying it immensely. You know, and you say about being young veterans. I'm wondering for yourself, because you've worked with so many legends over the years, right? Yeah. Like the way you come in WWE and whatnot. Like, and speaking of learning tree, I guess in the ring or promos, because one thing I would say for your career, and it's maybe your strongest asset, your charisma and personality has become more the longer you've gone. You've been able to show it, right?
Yeah, you get to show it the longer you're doing something, for sure.
Do you think there's anyone that's particularly helped you bring that out, or, you know, in ring promos, whatever, man?
It's funny, man, because like you can look at, there were so many good influences over me early in my career, from guys like Fit Finlay to Arn Anderson, on to, like, you know, I was learning a lot working with Punk at the time when I was like his bodyguard. I was in my mid 20s and he's working with all the top guys. So you're taking all that in and working with those guys, stuff like that. But I think what has really made me come out of my shell the most, and maybe him too, to a degree, because he's such a great in-ring performer and underrated, is my partner Carl and I. We complement each other so well, and we bring out each other's personalities so well, and we play off of each other so well, that we were kind of the perfect match for each other. And I think that it's kept us confident, it's kept us new, and you know, we're together all the time. We eat together, we ride together, we fly together, we do all that shit, and we're constantly, you know, making each other laugh and trying to come up with what the next thing will be. And that's been cool. And to a smaller degree with Rocky Romero, with the Talking Shop brand and stuff like that too. It's just, you know, everybody talks about layers to a character. These are just layers to our personality that we're getting to show you in an entertaining sense now. And I think that it's been really great for both of us.
Absolutely. And it's, you mentioned Punk and the Straight Edge Society. Yep. Isn't it great to see Serena Deeb killing it lately?
Oh, my goodness. I told her how happy I was for her a couple of weeks ago when she had, I think, did she open the pay-per-view or the pre-show and had that killer match to kick
killed
the night
it
off? Yep. And, you know, from seeing her kind of, not out of the business, but going into that, like, trainer role. And you know, that was something that was talked about. It never came to fruition, but, like, when I was out of WWE the first time, but I just remember thinking, like, I'm too young to want to go be a trainer or go. Mm. There's a lot left in the tank. And I remember thinking that about her when I heard she was a trainer. I thought, good for her. But there's a lot of untapped potential, because I'd seen her wrestle in OVW. I'd seen her wrestle the little bit she was allowed to do in WWE at the time. But I don't think anybody knew how damn good Serena was. So she just completely turned it around. She's in the best shape of her life. She was the NWA Women's Champion, correct? She's killing it on AEW. She's one of the most talented female in-ring performers of this era, and I'm really happy that she gets the opportunity to show it to the world. So good for her. I'm a Serena fan, and I'm happy for her.
Couldn't have said it better. SB3, one more from you before we finish with the Ultra Chats and let this man
oh,
go.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. So you've done so much with these characters that you guys created, Sex Ferguson and Chad Too Bad, but it goes it goes back with me first seeing them on Southpaw Regional Wrestling.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You say that you know, people are first seeing what Serena Deeb had, but who was it that during that initial Southpaw Regional Wrestling, like, filming that you guys did, who did you see, like, this comedy and humor that you didn't expect from?
I got mixed feelings about Southpaw Regional Wrestling, because long before there was Southpaw Regional Wrestling, there was Sex Ferguson that I would do to entertain the boys in the locker room for years and years and years, which came from coming up through wrestling in the Southern United States and seeing a lot of these old timers and indie guys. And a lot of them acted like Sex Ferguson acts. So I kind of, and John Cena was a big fan of it too. So the first conception of that show was really cool, and I liked it. And then I thought, they kind of got away from what brought it to the dance in the second season. They cut a lot of our stuff out. They were forcing characters in that were good over characters on TV, but maybe weren't comfortable in the comedy role yet or didn't know how to play it. And that's when I kind of got sour on it. So when they came to us about doing a third season before we ended up getting let go, Carl and I were kind of down on it. We had big demands to be a part of it. And I didn't really want to because I thought it was a little watered down. So that was another reason why Talking Chopper-mania was so much fun, because I was like, this is how it's supposed to be. We might not have had the big WWE budget behind it, but we were able to step out from those parameters that you have inside of that PG area and really go nuts with it. And I know you can't have all the cussing and all the stuff like that inside of their walls. So it was fun to get outside and do it. But yeah, I honestly thought Cena was hilarious. I've always known Fandango was hilarious, but he was my favorite character on the show. I mean, other than Chad and I, obviously. But I thought he played that to a T. That guy has so much charisma. People do see it, but there's a lot more in there. If he ever, I hope he wrestles there as long as he wants, but if he ever gets out, I got big plans for him.
Just waiting.
That's right.
That's just literally brought to mind. What was it called on the network? Was it Botch Club?
Oh, Botchamania. Botch Club, right. Botchamania is what they stole the idea from, right?
Yeah. But I thought it was long overdue that you two would get something on the network just because of how damn funny you are, right? And then was it one episode? Like, what the hell?
Man, it's funny. You go back and you look at different things over that 4.5-year WWE run that we had this last time. There were so many things like that. So they did a bunch of pilots, 6 or 7 of them, of giving different people opportunities to have shows, right? And we did ours, and we saw the screen, and we're like, well, that's pretty damn good. Let's see what happens. And they go, well, there's a lot of heavy hitters that have shows that are going to be pilots, so we're going to do a poll, and they're going to give the top one or two something, right? And we won by a landslide, and our show got cut. And I went, there you fucking have it. Hence, Talking Chopper-mania.
There it is. All right. Let's get to the Ultra Chats, because I said we were going to keep you like 10 more minutes and we're just fucking around. Right. Skylone says, this has been one of the most heartwarming interviews. Wow, I didn't anticipate that, but great.
It must be the dangly.
The big dick daddy dangly. One of the most heartwarming interviews I've had the pleasure to watch. Thank you for being such a down-to-earth fella, Doc. I asked SB3 a few weeks ago, so I want to know what your favorite looking finisher is in wrestling. Alex, you too. Oh, wow. Okay. I'll let LG, Big Dick himself, go first.
Well, first of all, I'm glad it's heartwarming because people forget this. Wrestling's supposed to be fun, so enjoy that shit. The most beautiful finishing maneuver in professional wrestling, guys, you know what I'm going to say. It's that same old recipe, baby. A magic killer, a 1-2-3, and a just too sweet.
Tremendous. I mean, I'm not going to say anything else other than Magic Killer now.
Well, you can say your second choice before I hang up, choice. And then you can say your real favorite.
My second, I do like the Magic Killer, by the way. But if we're sticking with tag teams, the 3D is the OG, maybe.
3D is a badass
move. Yeah. Well, when that's done smooth, that's great. Anyway, well, apparently I've pronounced their name wrong. I'm really sorry. How are we going to have a go at this? Cyclone? Sorry. I fucked it. My bad.
That's all right. I got Vernon Love off screen waiting to film some Sex Ferguson bits, and he can't turn his fucking phone songs off. And now he's mad at me for saying something.
We're going to close with Mayor of Painesville Dan, main event. Hi, Doc. How are you, man?
Good, brother. How are you?
Best wishes from Germany. There you go. Remember your 2015 tag match in WXW Germany? You wrestled German veteran Absolute Andy. He is the funniest German ever. If you remember
Absolute. Yeah, I remember. That's the best thing he does. Absolute.
There you go, the whole gimmick.
That's right.
If you remember him, maybe he would be great for Talking Chopper-mania. Man, you're going to have to stump up some money for some flights.
Listen, he would be great just running through every scene going, Absolute! But he's going to have to get his ass over here from Germany, okay? Talking Chopper doesn't have that kind of budget yet.
The first international flight. Yeah. I like That's it. Right. I like it. Doc, Tana man, you've Hashi, been
absolute Andy. We'll yeah.
Get it in there.
Yeah. No, G.O.D., you stay there. Don't worry. Absolute
That's
Andy.
Right. That's right. He's absolute on his way. Andy's coming, baby.
SB3, I'm sure you'd agree. Doc Gallows has been a delight.
Yeah. You guys, this has been fun, man. Thanks a lot. I never plug anything, but just on the way out, I'll do it to be different. Sure. Talking Shop Live Baltimore. If you want to see the Talking Shop boys, Rocky Romero, Machine Gun, Carl Anderson, myself, our alter egos will be appearing live and in person. Sex Ferguson, Chad Too Bad, and Chico El Luchador with our producer, the one and only Balls Deep Billy, Emilio Sparks, all your favorite Talking Shop Amania characters. It will be at Jimmy's Famous Seafood this Sunday, June the 13th, 9 p.m. Get your tickets now at www.tnsmania.com. While you're buying some tickets, pick up a little wine, pick up a little whiskey, and cheers, fellow hoots and hootettes. Enjoy your good brother summer.
Amazing stuff. I mean, man, let's not forget the other posters going on here.
Oh, let's keep it going. The Sizzling Summer Series, June 25th, Rome, Georgia, June 26th, Dublin, Georgia, June 27th, Lyons, Georgia, July the 2nd, Forsyth, Georgia, with the Hardcore Cup, and not announced yet, July the 10th will be in Ringgold, Georgia. All your favorite stars of professional wrestling, big names being added every single day, and keep checking back to my social media on Twitter and Instagram, the_BigLG, or at Lariato on Twitter and Instagram. Check us out. I hope to see all of you live and in person very, very soon.
Tremendous. Thank you so much for your time today, Big LG. SB3, I expect you to be in the field for me when these events are going down. And when Talking Shop Mania Live does happen, we got to go.
Well, you have to go. You have to go. Absolutely. I'll see SB3 on Sunday, though. I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
I expect Alex to
send
him
that
number.
Corporate card, brother.
Exactly. We're thinking. He's part of the Daily Boys.
When did Bubba Ray have all the money? When did this happen, man?
Bubba Ray does have all the money.
It's you and your. It's Devon's collection fund. That's what it's all about.
That's
man.
What Jesus. It is. All right, guys. I appreciate.
He's gone. There he is. I mean, he had a good time. We understand. Oh, it's fine. I'm not Louis Dangor, though. Jesus Christ. Hang on a minute. There we go. Wow, that was good fun.
Oh, man, that was great. That was great. We got a new Daily Boy, man. The Big Dick Daddy Dangly is now part of the Daily Boys.
I feel like, where's the Zornice? Where is she? Make it happen. I need to see this in animated form.
Yes. I want the glasses. I want the, you know, he's already got the tie-dye shirt like Big Dick Dudley. So this works out.
Did you notice, by the way? Like, he swore in like the first 20 seconds. And I was just like, just gonna let it fly. Like, you know, that's it. What are you going to do? I'm not going to tell him, oh, brother, can you dial it down? That's not going to happen. No, so, you know, you got to let the big man shoot.
This was like Talking Shop meets Wrestling Daily. This was the perfect mix of it all. Like,
It actually was. I would say that. I think it was the perfect triumphant, but we have to thank Louis Dangor because he is actually the man who pulled the strings to make it happen, guys. So all of you send some love to the Wonder Kid himself. He did a good job. Because LG, although I didn't want to take him to task on it, on the show, he obviously did pull out on us a couple of weeks ago. But he was a really good egg, and he did make sure to come back to us, man. And you heard, he is super, super busy. So very, very grateful, man, for the Big LG, Big Dick Daddy Dangly coming through and doing his thing. Yes, Zornice, she's here. There you go. She's going to do something. There you go. We need to find like a picture of the Dudley Collective.
Exactly.
You know, and then Photoshop our faces and let Zornice. There you go. That's what needs to happen. Man, the reason he was only meant to be on for like half an hour, and we totally just kept him, but he didn't mind. He had a good time.
We made him laugh a few times. That's the great part of being on Wrestling Daily.
That's the bar. You know, he wants me to be brassic. Apparently, he wants me to go broke. I don't know what that is. I thought we were tag partners, and now I'm your sugar daddy. What's going on?
You're getting my bus ticket to Baltimore. You're paying our the bill for us at the.
I'll tell you what. This is a shoot. If you could go, I would buy that ticket.
I'll talk to my wife. I don't know. I don't know how well it's going to go on. I'll answer.
Just because I'm going to say SB3 sitting down. You know, if all you need right is a tripod. Don't know why it took me so long to think about that. Get your phone ready. Sit down, you and the Talking Shopping Mania guys. That's good content.
That's content
I would use. Put it that way. And we all know this week you've become the Talk Wrestling correspondent. This is hot off the press.
I know. I have to re-edit my bio now that I'm a Talk Sport correspondent. I got to talk to Chuck Palumbo. So I go from, you know, a former WCW and WWE tag team champion to a former Impact, IWGP, and
everywhere.
Everywhere. The Good Brothers. So that would be, you know, a step in the right direction. I like how it's going. But thank you, of course, for that. Chuck was great. So you could definitely check that out on True Hill Heat, the whole interview, or listen to Talk Sport on podcast form. And you got that over there. So
I like it that I'm such a skillful presenter and you knew that's what I was doing. You put the video up today and you got the plug in. LG has rubbed off on you.
The way he seamlessly caught my alley-oop for that plug, that was we're on the same wavelength. It was perfect for him to be Big Dick Daddy Dangly.
I thought he had a script. He was so sharp with that promos. I was like, damn. But no, it was such great fun. I love it when we can have those guests here on the Wrestling Daily. So hopefully, man, many more to come. We'll have to keep them coming because this format is just so much fun. And I'm glad that you guys in the chat who have been great today, fantastic questions as well. He really got into some of those. So awesome. Yes. I will finish on a little story because we are going to cut early because it's Quizlemania and you guys should definitely make your way over. Colt Cabana is on there tonight. You guys should definitely go over there and check that out. But I was saying, and I'm sure he won't mind me saying now, but before we came on air, I had seen the big LG outside of wrestling once upon a time. And this isn't in London. I'm not going to tell you where. I'm going to reserve the whole entirety of the story. But suffice it to say, that's a reason why I wouldn't give my card to the big LG. Okay? Because he'll have too much fun. I know this. But anyway, man, such great time. Quizlemania is coming. SB3, we're on the road to 15K. Yes. Now, Wrestling Daily, does Quizlemania needs to happen? It needs to happen. But where the hell are the Daily Boys?
We want a shot at the Quizlemania Tag Team Champions. You know, Steve and Larson, they did great winning the titles, but then they even like made their own faction, the Church of Friendos, with the ladies from Church of Joshi trying to supersede the Wrestling Daily stable as the best stable in Quizlemania history. That can't happen. You know, I had the best description of Edge and Lita's live sex celebration. You've come close. You've been on the edge of grabbing that title each and every time you've been on there. Louis is a former Quizlemania champion, and Steph Chase is like,
hey, this guy.
There he is.
He hated it. That's what you're lurking around. We're giving you the props, and look. You know the first rule of wrestling. Stay ready, brother. Bring your gear.
For God's sake. What's wrong with you two?
Get out.
Doc rubbed off on us. Doc rubbed off on us.
I know. What a good egg, though. What a tremendous guy. This wouldn't have happened today without Louis, so all the thanks in the world to him. Guys, thank you so much for joining us here on Wrestling Daily. We've had a ton of fun. We hope you have too. It seems like you guys did in the chat, so thank you very much. And if you can, make sure that people are giving us the thumbs up and the subscribe button, and we will get more of this to happen for you. Of course we will. Thank you for all your Ultra Chats. Really appreciate it. SB3, I will see you next week, of course, here on a Wednesday. Steph Chase is in the place tomorrow, 8 p.m. UK, 3 p.m. Eastern. I'm getting better at my time zones. And thank you so much for joining us here on Wrestling Daily. Take care and get over to Quizlemania. Bye-bye.